U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan typically votes with the Republican leadership in the Senate, but in the wee hours of this morning, Congress passed a $1.3 trillion spending bill, and Sullivan voted no. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin explains.
Sullivan has not granted interviews in recent days, and he caught a flight soon after the vote. Spokesman Matt Shukaro says the senator voted no because he felt he didn't have enough time to review the bill.
His commitment to Alaskans is to provide an appropriate level of due diligence and attention. 2,200 pages released at 8 p.m. The day before. He didn't feel like that could be met under those circumstances.
That echoes the complaints other senators, mostly Democrats, made last year. They said they only had a few hours to read the final versions of a health care repeal bill and the Republican tax bill. Sullivan voted for both of those. Shukaro says those were different because Sullivan had a hand in crafting them.
As for health care, the senator was there negotiating. We were negotiating specific Alaska things. He was there at the table and having many conversations, and the tax bill itself as well. So I don't think those analogies hold up.
Shukaro points out Sullivan voted against a spending bill in 2015 as well, citing a lack of time to read the bill. Back then, Sullivan also knocked the legislation for adding to the national debt.
But I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. I'm not going to do it again.
President Trump signed the 2018 spending bill into law, but he too complained about the compressed timeline.
Nobody read it. It's only hours old. Some people don't even know what it is. $1.3 trillion.
The bill was negotiated behind closed doors for days. Once it finally emerged Wednesday night, the Senate put it on a fast track for a vote through a process called unanimous consent. If Sullivan had withheld his consent, the vote would have been delayed until sometime over the weekend. That would have derailed a lot of senators' travel plans. They are now on a 2-week recess. And Shukaro says Sullivan figured it wouldn't do any good.
He didn't think it was time, whether it was 24 or 48 hours. So, unfortunately, as I said, the votes were tallied and the legislation was going to pass. So that's kind of where he was.
32 senators voted against the spending bill, most of them right-wing Republicans like Ted Cruz of Texas and left-wing Democrats like Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young both voted for the bill. They issued press releases praising the bill's boost for rural infrastructure, military pay, and missile defense, all things Sullivan likes to extol, too. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.